Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 377. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for listening and for supporting me. And today I want to talk about and try to convince you that you are not difficult to love, because we all have things about us that are challenging, for sure. But I truly believe that there are people out there who understand what love really is. And because of that, it kind of cancels those things out, those things that we think are preventing us from being loved fully, that make us difficult to love. And I'll show you what I mean here in this episode. I promise to keep it short and simple. But I was inspired to do this episode yesterday. Actually, yesterday was a fun, unique, uncomfortable kind of day. Last minute, I was invited here in Chicago to speak at an event called Wordiful. And I was immediately like, wow, this is a really cool group. It's all about the power of words. I'm a big fan of words. You probably know that, but the community brings together this amazing group of women to share how they're doing, to inspire each other, to meet each other. And last minute, I was invited to speak to the group. It was literally 100 women here in Chicago at the W, and it was great. It was unique for sure. It was just me and a room packed with women. Talk about a hot seat kind of moment. And I did a Q&A, and Liz and I chatted about growth and mindfulness and dating and all these things, and it was great. And, you know, I'd be lying if I said I wasn't nervous going into it, but it was very rewarding. Everyone was so kind. The conversations were amazing. And I mentioned that because during the Q&A session, someone asked a question, and I can't remember specifically what it was. I feel like I blacked out a little bit, but it was something about how do men think? How do men think? Being the sole male in the room, I was getting all kinds of questions from the women about how men think and feel and act and all these things. And there was a question about men wanting more, or like the grass is greener type syndrome, or dating apps where the next match is only a swipe away, something like that. And I was answering the question, and I ended up saying kind of just matter of factly that an evolved, mature, mindful man knows how he wants to feel in a relationship, feel how he feels. And that's his North Star. And yeah, of course, he wants, you know, physical attraction, and there's some other attributes that are important to him, of course. But ultimately, his yes or no comes from understanding how he wants to feel. And so I made that comment, and I made the comment that once he's found it, the way he wants to feel with someone who makes him feel that way, what more is there? Once he finds that person who makes him feel the perfect kind of way, what more is there? And that resonated with the group for sure. And I was talking about how there are men out there who know exactly how they want to feel, in the same way that women know exactly how they want to feel, that there are men out there, just as there are women out there who know exactly how they want to feel, and they're looking for it, and they're in touch with that. And I spent a while during that Q&A trying to make people realize that there are men who exist, who are mature and mindful, and who know this, and it's their North Star when it comes to dating. And those men, those people, whoever it may be, they're not distracted by other shiny objects, by the grass is greener, by dating apps. And specifically, they're not distracted by the things about you that you think are challenging, that you think are the reasons why you're not finding your person yet. I truly believe this, and in my circle of friends, the people that I hang out with, this is true day in and day out. There are people out there, more than you think, that know exactly how they want to feel. And they're not going to let dating apps distract them from that. They're not going to let immaturity distract them from that. And they're not going to let the balance of your quirks and characteristics that make you human distract them from that. So to the topic here, our inherent human assumption that we are difficult to love. Have you ever felt this? Have you ever felt that you are difficult to love? Probably, right? Like I've felt that way. I felt that maybe I'm too stubborn sometimes and that makes me hard to love. I'm too focused on the big picture sometimes, like my passion and my purpose in life. And sometimes I'm selfish with my time and that makes me hard to love. Or that sometimes I find it difficult to communicate and express certain things and that makes me hard to love. That certain human characteristics, certain aspects of what I want in life, of my dreams and my goals, they make me difficult to love. From my own experience, it's a common thing. I'm sure you felt this way before. Maybe you're a stubborn person. You're very type A. You're very independent. You love being alone. Yeah, sure. I can see how you might think that those things make you difficult to love. Or maybe you have your guard, your walls up a bit, and it takes you time to be vulnerable with other people's and yeah, with other people. And yeah, I could see how that might make you think you're difficult to love. Or maybe on the opposite end, maybe you're a bit more emotional than others. You overreact, you overthink. And yeah, I can see how you might think that those characteristics make you difficult to love. I really do get that. But we need to stop the assumptions right there because we are all difficult to love in some way. I think that's a fact. We have to level set. To say that there's something wrong with you because everyone else is easy to love, it's wrong. It's not being fair to you. It's not true. Everyone, you, me, us, we all have something about us that is challenging in a way. We all have something that presents a bit of friction in a relationship. It could be a communication style. It could be an alignment challenge when it comes to goals or worldviews or how we see life. It could be type A versus being super chill and independent. You name it, whatever it is. And it's great to know yourself. It's great to know how your quirks and your characteristics and your stubbornness might affect your relationships. It's great to work on those things. But when it comes to your lovability, we need to stop. We need to stop. We need to pump the brakes and stop thinking that those things make us difficult to love. We need to stop looking at the evidence of our past to validate that assumption, because it's very easy to look back at countless relationships that didn't work out. It's easy to look back at the 2 dates that didn't turn to 3 and do the human thing, which is assign blame to ourselves. It's easy, especially in light of being self-aware and knowing what pieces of us need improvement, it's easy to say, well, that relationship failed because I'm too type A. I'm too into my career. I'm too stubborn. I'm too emotional. I don't open up easily enough. That is why the relationship failed. That is why all my relationships fail. That is why they will continue to fail. It's easy to say those kinds of things and assume those kinds of truths. And when you do that, yeah, I could see how it's easy to arrive at a conclusion that you, specifically you, are difficult to love because of the way you are. But I really do think we need to flip this. In my world, you are easy to love because of the way you are. To the person who has defined what love is for them, you are easy to love because that person will know how they want to feel. And when you click with them, that is, you make them feel the way they want to feel, and then you, of course, feel the way you want to feel, you are easy to love in that moment. You are easy to love because of the way you are, the way you make that person feel, amidst the things that might be a bit challenging. But I'm telling you, and I get it's hard to believe sometimes, but I know that there are people out there who know how they want to feel. And that is all that matters to them because that is their definition of love. That is my definition of love. The way your person makes you feel amidst those other things that can be very distracting at times. These people are mature and honest and self-aware. And they know that that is their North Star, how they feel. And once they find it with someone, the other things, might need some work, might need some communication to address, they can deal with those things because they found the big thing, the thing that they're looking for. I've talked about the topic of soulmates before in the podcast. And I've talked about how I don't think there's this one perfect soulmate out there for you. But I do believe that there is someone out there who will make you feel a perfect way. And you will make them feel a perfect way. I call that concept perfect love for imperfect people. If you believe that, which I hope that you do, how can you not believe that you will make someone else feel a perfect way, and that is the way that that perfect person wants to feel, and because of that, you are not difficult to love. You are imperfect, they are imperfect, but you are worthy of and fully capable of finding someone who makes you feel a perfect way, and you to them as well. And think about this concept, right? Like, you listen to this podcast, maybe you do some journaling or other mindfulness activities. It's crazy how many people, millions of people listen to this podcast. And I'm willing to bet that the majority of you, of them, know how you want to feel in a relationship. You're listening to a self-improvement podcast, so you've likely done some self-improving to the point where you know how you want to feel. You're intentional. You're looking for that way, that definition of love. And I'm willing to bet that because of that, that is your North Star. That is your incentive. It's important to you, that one thing. And along the way, you've probably outgrown some of the other things that you once thought you needed. But now you've realized through growth and inner work and self-awareness that you've grown past them. You've learned that things like height or status or background or Instagram followers is not important to you. That is not your thing. You just want someone who makes you feel the perfect kind of way. You haven't lowered your standard. In fact, you've raised it because you know exactly how you want to feel. And that is your thing. And when you find that person, you're aware that it will likely come with imperfections. But you are willing to work with them because you know what's important to you. You know what's important to you. You probably agree with that, right? You know what's important to you. Maybe you're at a stage in life where you know that 100%. Maybe you're almost there and you're learning it. But either way, wherever you are in that journey, can't you believe that you're worthy of finding someone else on the same page as you? And until then, any relationship that doesn't work out, it simply means you weren't on the same page. It doesn't mean that you were hard to love. It doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It just means you weren't on the same page. That's the same page where both of you know how you want to feel and where you know that when you find that way, it's going to come with things that are going to be challenging. But it's because you have the self-awareness of the way you want to feel that it trumps everything else. Can you choose to believe that? Flip the logic. If you believe that about what you want and you're looking for in a partner, can you believe that someone else exists out there who's looking for the same thing, who's on the same page? Can you believe that? Can you move past your past experiences where a relationship didn't work out? But it didn't work out because that person didn't have that North Star. You didn't have the compatibility. That's it. It wasn't a fault of yours. It just wasn't the same page. And certainly this is all a leap of faith, believing this. It's a trust in the future of hope. But doesn't it feel good to believe that? Doesn't it make you realize that you are not difficult to love? Doesn't it make you realize that you're only difficult to love for the people who don't know what they want to feel? You're only difficult to love for the people who don't feel the connection that you offer. And those people aren't for you. If you're not making that person feel the perfect kind of way, that's not the relationship for them. In the same way that you, in your life, you move past people who don't make you feel the way that you want to feel. It's about incompatibility. That's all it's about. So I just say, let's suspend the assumptions we make about ourselves, about how difficult we've been to love in the past. Your past relationships are simply a reflection of lack of compatibility, lack of being on the same page. And it ends there. Let's focus on the present and the future. Let's affirm that just as you know how you want to feel, and you know that it's going to be a perfect feeling amidst an imperfect life, let's affirm that the flip side of that is out there waiting for you, is out there looking for you, that there is someone out there who will love you despite how stubborn or type A or slow to open up you are. Because there is someone out there, there are people out there who know exactly how they want to feel. And they want that despite any flaws that might surround it, any challenges that might surround it. There is someone out there who will love you despite how difficult you think you are to love. Because all you have to do is look at yourself. to prove this. Look at yourself and how you've grown and how your vision for what you want has grown. You know how you want to feel. And you know that when you find it, those other aspects of the person that might be challenging, yeah, you'll have to work through them. But the way you want to feel is everything. And you know that. And you want that. So why can't you believe that the flip side is true? That there is someone out there who knows the same thing. Man, woman, whatever it may be. I know most of my following and listeners are women. And speaking as a man, I can tell you that there are so many men who know what they want. They know how they want to feel. Grown, mature, self-aware men. And they're at a stage in their life where they know this. And they know when they find it and they get it, that something else isn't going to distract them. Something prettier, it doesn't matter. They know how they want to feel, and that's everything to them. And certainly, it takes a strong person to realize that love isn't easy, that past relationships are not a reflection of anything more than lack of compatibility. But what I hope keeps you optimistic and in love with yourself, the opposite of thinking your heart to love, is knowing that there is someone out there who knows what love really is, who is focused on how they want to feel, and to know that you will find that person, and that person will love you for the way you make them feel in the same way that you will love them for the way that they make you feel. No matter what, no matter what comes along, no matter the imperfections, the context that surrounds it. So that's it. I hope you'll consider that. I hope you consider the logic of knowing that you know how you want to feel, and you recognize that it might be amidst imperfections. Because you know that, can you take a leap of faith and trust that someone else out there knows how they want to feel, and you will make them feel that way, and you are not difficult to love? So if this was helpful, I'd be so grateful if you'd share the podcast with a friend. It helps the show grow, and I'm sure your friends would appreciate you thinking of them. And as always, thank you so much for supporting me by visiting newmindsethoodis.com, picking up a journal. Thank you so much for listening, and until next episode, I'm out.